healthy life, self-preservation, and achievement of absolute truth, Krishna consciousness. These three things. These are the bona fide ones. Other things, we have some desires, as most people have some desires. So those desires should be satisfied in such a way that they don't hamper our main goal, which is self-realization. Well, we should do everything actually for the pleasure of Krishna. Having procreation for having children, to become nice devotees of Krishna, is pleasing to Krishna. But just having relations, even in marriage, is not very good for spiritual progress, unless it's done as a devotional service. Everything we do should be done as a service. To live in this world, we have to eat. It has to be, of course, one doesn't die if there's no sexual relationships, but normally one cannot live without most people. So, all these things Krishna has given us a way to do that, where we don't, where we can stay connected to Him. So this is very important. It's very unfortunate that self-realization is not being given the importance. People have pushed God away, that He is very far away, we cannot realize Him. But if you go to the basis of all the religions, you'll find the love of God, realizing God is a purpose. That's why Prabhupada said that the Christians and the Muslims are also Vaishnavas. If you go to the root of their religion, it's for loving God, Islam is for surrendering to God. Problem is that today people don't practice, or they've forgotten what is their real purpose. Many people, just like most of our Hindus brothers, they forgot that the purpose of the Vedas is to realize Krishna. Vedasya sarva ameva vedyo Vedas were created so we can know Krishna. But in the Karma Kanda, it gives us ceremonies, we can worship devas, we can worship deities to get our sense gratification. So these are more attractive. Do a puja, get some sense gratification. So Prabhupada said that because of that kind of logic, if people can get sense gratification without puja, then why bother doing puja? And they become materialistic. But it's not the real purpose of worship. Real purpose is that we know Krishna, we love Krishna. And that's why all of you are very special, because being Vaishnavas or aspiring Vaishnavas, you need to know what is the purpose. The Lord Chaitanya showed that actually spiritual life is more pleasing than any kind of sense gratification. The happiness one gets from devotional service is transcendental. Who is the guilty one? He preaches very heavy to his congregation that they should be detached even from the licit sense gratification. Especially the licit sex life. Because ultimately we want to develop a higher taste. We want to actually develop that taste for serving Krishna. So we'll be independent of material attachments. At least we should know that there's this higher level. Maybe it takes some years to achieve that goal. Ultimately, our goal is to be completely in a transcendental position. Lord Chaitanya had his followers. Mainly they were grihasthas. But they were very detached grihasthas. They did their material duty just like everybody else. But they were very attached to Krishna. When they would chant Hare Krishna, they would be totally absorbed. In the story about the yogi, when he saw the devotees chanting, he appreciated that even though they were grihasthas, they had so much love for Krishna. It's not that you had to be a brahmachari in order to chant and love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, when he started the Sankirtan movement, he was a grihastha. So we want our grihasthas to develop their love for Krishna. Don't think, okay, now it's time for sense gratification. When I get old, I'll take sannyas and get love for Krishna. Get love now. That's our motto. Get the love now. Don't wait. Some of our fired up brahmacharis who are really good in kirtan. We need like that fired up grihasthas who are good in kirtan. Actually, we see some of the grihasthas are very enthusiastic, putting on these festivals, building this temple, is no joke. It shows that they're dedicated. to devotional service. This community is held together mainly by the grihasthas who are dedicated. But we need more dedicated grihasthas, more dedicated students. Now we're getting some people retiring. We need a dedicated vanaprasthis. Yeah, some people think when I retire then I can have a second job. I'll get my pension and I can do another job too. Then I'll get more money. Then I'll build a garage for my, I don't know what they want to do. But we should be thinking, okay, when I retire, I should have saved up enough that I can do more devotional service. And while we're working, we should plan out sometime, at least one night a week, we can. May not be possible for everyone because of some loads. When the parents are putting their children through the college, when they're putting the, they're paying off the mortgages and so many different things. But ideally, we should balance our finance in such a way that we can have some time for our spiritual life also. Otherwise, we'll just be working like a donkey. Without any nectar. Be tough. Then sense gratification starts to look good. Because the hard work is so difficult and people get to drinking, they get to drug use, they get to gambling, they get to all the sinful things. But our recreation is our spiritual activity. That's our recreation. We like to chant Hare Krishna. We like to preach. I told you, I was in Middle East and I went to one house to show them, and I wanted to show them one DVD about my preaching. And then they had a DVD player, they had the television and everything. But they said, Maharaj, we've been doing Bhakti Vishya preaching the past 2 years. We go out every spare moment we can to visit the different Bhakti Vrikshas and encourage the new people to take up Krishna consciousness. So for the past 2 years we didn't have any time to watch the TV. TV is covered with dust. We don't know where the wires are connecting the DVD player from the TV. We forgot after 2 years exactly take us some time to. Then I was saying, okay, that's very good. Of course, some people are watching Abhaycharan and other things, it's okay, but this was also showing there is so much active in the preaching. That they didn't have any time for the TV. I had another complaint. Husband insisted that I want to get the cable TV so I can watch the news, just BBC, CNN, nothing else. But then she's complaining he stays up late at night watching movies. Then he misses the morning chanting, and he's becoming more short-tempered after watching all these things. So the Maya is, they're ready to suck us in. She's like a quicksand. Once you go in, you can't come out easy. So we had to stay in Krishna's service. People say, how is it that you're able to travel? But the traveling, because I get such nice association with devotees like you. You can take the austerity to travel to see such nice devotees like you. So you can also visit and see the different devotees. What's more important? If there was, just like there's flooding and people are dying, if you can pull somebody out from the flood water, what's more important, to sit and watch TV or pull someone out from the flood? Save a life or watch TV? So people are drowning in the ocean of birth and death. Bhavasagare. They're drowning. We want to pull them out, but we don't have. So we try to save the time how we can pull them out. That's more important. So we need a Tilak Intin. It's a place where Krishna consciousness should be expanding. We were told that it can't expand because we don't have a good center. So we had to work to have a center. Now we have a big center. But I don't think everybody's working up to their capacity. The temple should be packed up Sunday morning. Of course it's a rough late night last night, but I come, sometime it's packed. But we should grow, there's thousands and thousands of Hindus in this area. So it's not that. The market is there. But to get them attracted, they need association with devotees. The people don't become devotees automatically. They become our devotees by good association, satsanga. Sadhu Sangha, E Vaishnava Achar. Our behavior is to associate with the devotees. So we give association also. And for those people, we can give them our Abhaycharans and our other Prabhupada tapes and things. Maybe in the future we should come up with some Tamil tapes. Tamil CD. I think the Prabhupada, the ITV, they have many tapes with Tamil. Tamil, Telugu, they have, I don't know which all languages, they have a lot of languages. We want how to reach the people. So many of the youth, Indian youth, that go to drugs and gangs, and government is very worried. I think the government, if you put on special youth festival, they may give you money. They may give you facility, because now they at the World Hindu Federation meeting, the Swami Velu was saying that they're very concerned about the youth. They'll give help. Because one of the biggest problems they're facing is Indian youths. Yesterday there were cars broken into and things stolen. Probably if you trace it back, who would have the guts to go to the Indian festival, but it's probably Indian, you know, it's probably one of our own. Don't know, but someone else that you'd suspect is standing around the cars. But I remember once one devotee told me, That I came, you see, there were three boys came to one Hare Krishna festival. They were very naughty boys. And there was a devotee had a book table with the incense, books, all the paraphernalia. And the three boys came and started to distract him. What's this? What's that? Is it? So the one on the other side took one Bhagavad Gita and stole it. Then they ran off. Then they thought, we got Hare Krishna. We stole their book. This is a kind of tamasic fun, stealing. For the delinquent people, if they do something successful, then they go, they get some. So they thought we got, and they thought, what did we steal anyway? They start reading it. So the person that was standing for the question and answer period, he said, actually, we read the book and I'm one of those three boys. And I became your disciple. And another one, he became Hiranyananda Maharaj's disciple. And the third one became your disciple also. So by stealing Bhagavad Gita, who is the more clever? Everyone should keep Bhagavad Gita in their car. If they steal, maybe they'll steal the Gita. Don't leave your mobile phones. They stole Gita. Krishna is so clever, he stole them. After reading Bhagavad Gita, then he got changed. They stole an anti-crime bomb. They opened it up and exploded. Whole different perspective of life. Because if, why there's thieves also for sense gratification? Why should I work hard? I can steal and I can enjoy. Of course they don't see the downside that they can get arrested, they can go to jail, they can suffer. That they're thinking we can escape it, the karma. They don't think about karma, they don't know all these things. But when they understand there's a whole other purpose to life, then everything changed. Krishna, what a small world. I'm riding on the train from Rajahmundry in Andhra Pradesh to Chennai. And we get in at like midnight. And the one seat in the whole train that's empty, is there's one gentleman there and he helps us to get our bag, and our bag is oversized, they don't fit in the train. He said, no problem, put in the middle here, helps us to put under the seat. He's Lieutenant Colonel Bhagat. He's stationed in Arunachal Pradesh by the Chinese border. Then he tells me that I have a major in my battalion, whatever they call it. And he's interested in Hare Krishna. He took us to your temple in Dekhiya Juli in Assam. And now he's become vegetarian. And he does this, what you call, on the beads. He's got his beads. So he was talking. But this time I went to Mayapur for Radhastami. And the major came to get initiated. He and his wife from the army. How amazing to be in the same car and the same with his commanding officer. Amazing. was riding in Russia in a train, and one lady told me, "I have the picture of your God." She opened up her wallet and showed me a picture of one God man. So he's your God, he's not our God. But and so gave her a picture of Krishna. But then she was very famous. She's captain from the Russian army. She's in charge of pushing the button on one nuclear weapon. So we taught her to chant Hare Krishna. She chanted with us. So at least we got one person up there chanting Hare Krishna. Even at traveling, we meet so many people. I was flying from Malaysia, and in the seat next to me was a multi-billionaire. And he came to go to see Borneo to donate $10 million for the orangutan. Orangutan. And government was giving him honorary Malaysian consul general in Florida. So I invited him to come to my airport. He said he would come. Meet all kinds of people. So whether you're riding in the bus, or whether you're riding in the plane, or whether you're riding in the train, we should keep our eyes open how to give Krishna. Good to always carry a card, carry a book, carry an invitation, carry a gift, carry a prasadam. Now in India, everyone knows him. When they see me, they run up and say, "Prasad." He's the Swami that gives us prasad. If I don't have prasad, I feel really bad. In fact, if you go as a sadhu, they may see you, if they think you look like me, they may ask you for prasad. Even the cleaners, police, everybody's asking. So it's good to give out the mercy. I was in your father's house, and he had a Garuda Purana. I don't know why, but he had Garuda Purana. I opened it. It said, if you want to please the brahmanas, feed them prasadam. If you want to feed the if you want to please the kshatriyas, give them power. If you want to feed please the vaishyas, give them profit. If you want to please the sudras, give them praise. And if you want to please the children, give them sweets. Garuda Purana. Now it's a big hit in India, Garuda Purana. It's a movie. Vedas give us all kinds of good advice. But some of this advice is not relevant to our self-realization. It gives really good advice that's useful. Because it's written by great sages and avatars. They tell us all so many things. But this Bhagavad Puran is very special because it tells us the important, most important things we need to know about purpose of life, self-realization. So you can get in every Purana and every Veda, you can get this information also, but it's mixed with so many other things. So people read the different Purana, they'll find also, it'll say, like Skanda Purana says that Krishna is God, Shiva Purana says the name of Krishna is Absolute Truth. And all these, they are there. When I was traveling in Sri Lanka, they told me, always speak Bhagavad Purana, Bhagavad Purana. Why not Skanda Purana? Why not Shiva Purana? You know, because of this. I'm preaching in Morgan and Ganapati and Amman temples, because that's mainly what the temples are, Shiva family. So I looked in a folio, I did a Skanda Puran, 55 quotes in our Prabhupada books from Skanda Puran. So there's even some are so heavy quotes that I couldn't use it from Skanda Puran. I said, Vishnu is like your real mother, and if you take shelter of the devas, it's like taking shelter of a witch. I couldn't use it. Skanda Puran says that. But I won't use it because people will so exit me. So Lord Skanda Morgan is saying you should take shelter of Vishnu. Because if you do puja to the deva, you make one mistake, smash. But even Vishnu, you make a mistake, okay, he gives you another chance, he teach you. He brings you like a real parent. You know, parent may punish you, but with the idea to reform you. So you're actually much safer. The people, because you worship the deva, of course, you can get back some sense gratification, even you don't deserve it. You may not have real bhakti. They don't see it. You did the puja right? Okay, take your blessing. For Krishna, he sees in our heart because he's super soul. You did the puja, but your mood isn't right, so I won't give you so much blessing. I'll give you some blessing, but you have to, I'll give you some purification. Krishna is actually looking out for our welfare. If I didn't, I couldn't use that quote. But one other quote was that I use it quite often, that we should chant our two syllables. Hari,
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 Hari. Said if you chant the two syllables Hari, then Vishnu will steal away from you. Then he gets worried, what will he steal? Because Hari Hari means Haran means to steal. He'll steal away your suffering, your contamination, your materialistic, your this all this garbage in your heart, suffering, anxiety, stress, contamination, sinful reactions. He'll steal that away from you. Is that okay? Hari!
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 That's Skanda Purana. So Puranas, you can find everything, but Srimad Bhagavat Purana, you only find Krishna conscious teaching. That's why it's called Amala Purana. Amala. Amal. Mala means contamination. Amala means uncontaminated. Pure devotional spiritual teachings. So we want to spread Bhagavad Dharma. That this human form of life is very short. We should engage our we should engage ourselves in Krishna service. And during the supposed to be the department head for the exhibitions for Mayapur. So to see the different special effects and things, I saw the Star Wars 3 DVD. I don't know if it's a bona fide copy or not, but there, the hero, he fell in Maya. He was very attached to his wife, and he had a dream that his wife was going to die in childbirth. And so the enemy, who was in the dark side of the forest, who was the evil people, who were the vicious people, and there was the good, the Kshatriya type Jedis who are for helping people, to protect people, to be for the good things. He was a Jedi, but then this guy told him, I'll save your wife. You can save your wife if you go to the dark side. If you take up the evil practice or the black magic, then you can save your wife. So out of attachment, he went to the dark side. And then even he abused his wife, he grabbed her by the neck, threw her down. So he became an evil person. But his original thing was to be good. In the end, his wife died because she didn't want to live. Because husband became a demon. He became Darth Vader, the demon. I think that this Lucas and these people that wrote the story, they must have read the Vedas or something. So we can. It was, if we had to say something, we should dovetail it. But I was thinking this, how dangerous it is. He wanted we had to do the things for the right principles. Prabhupada was teaching this one businessman that whatever you do, you should do it according to the principles. Don't do business like a businessman who's a devotee Vaishya. He's not going to deal in meat or drugs or things which are against our principles. It's very important that whatever we do according to our principles, because our goal is to achieve self-realization. But there are a lot of people doing black business because their goal is to achieve sense gratification. They want to make a quick buck. Doctors are supposed to save lives, but there are some doctors that do business and abortions. Manu's called abortion, if under certain to save the life of the mother, it's a bona fide. But not otherwise. To save lives. So then we have to be very. Bhakti Yoga means to live according to high principles. We have to stay able to stand before Krishna and be very honest with him. This is my weakness, this is my stronghold, and I need your help to overcome it. That's what's called saranam, surrender. It doesn't mean take initiation and then do all nonsense. If we do something, we have to be able to say, Om Tat Sat, I'm doing this for you, Krishna. In our temple in New Talagon, they were hit by the Katrina hurricane, and they said it was an amazing thing that wherever the devotees' houses were, all around was destruction, houses smashed, nothing there. The devotee house was standing as it is. Somebody will get envious. It was a blessing by Krishna. One devotee on the farm, part of the roof was damaged. Out of so many dozens of devotees. Otherwise, all the other, but in the other places, by the, because our farm was far from, is 80 miles from the coast. But by the coast itself, right on the coast, one devotee had everywhere flattened. His house is all right, and all the Namhat devotees, their houses were okay. Who were doing bhakti riksha? You don't have to put in the. Maybe I put in the paper. Chant Hare Krishna and save your house. This is anti-hurricane medicine. And that doesn't mean people shouldn't board up their windows and build straw houses. But somehow this time, they got a special blessing. Generally the devotees are sheltered. They didn't plan it like that. They didn't chant because they thought their house won't get burned down in a hurricane. They were just chanting because they were devotees. But somehow Krishna gave them the blessing. If everybody starts chanting because they don't want the hurricane to blow down, may not. It will be not a pure. But in Bible there was also something like that. The plague came and all the non-devotees were wiped out and the devotees were saved. There's some story like that. They put tilak or some sign of Vishnu on their, or the god on their door, and the plague passed them by. There's some story like that in the Bible. I don't remember the details. Just, I remember there's such a story.
What's the story?
Is it more? Yeah, maybe. But it was like, they said entire row of houses knocked. The boarding houses. Yeah. Must be doing something right. So there are lots of side benefits. Even our temple, I heard that the temple, the water went in the temple, it didn't go in the temple. Now I got to Devotee was there. I met Divya Gopal and said the water went in the street, not a drop went in the temple. But because they told everyone had to evacuate, they had to evacuate the deities to Dallas. Now Radharada Kanta and Gornitai are in Dallas. In Prabhupada's room they made altar, they're doing puja there. Anyway, we should take shelter of Krishna. He protects his devotees. Name Bhakti Pranashati. Yeah, I think that one, the way lost the roof, the wife was Krishna conscious, but husband had fallen in Maya. Prayers of Lord Shiva, where he tells how it's important to worship Krishna. All the devas are devotees, they all worship Vishnu. We should worship devas as Vaishnavas. We're not against deva worship, but we're against deva worship as independent gods. Because we're not against it also, but we're like not promoting that. It's better to worship them as a devotee, the tadiya. Someone asked, because even though they may worship, but they also follow Vedas. So from the Bhagavad Gita you can preach to them. The worship of the devas is from the Vedas. These teachings are from the Vedas. We don't preach against deva worship. We preach pro-Vishnu worship, pro-devotional service. If you preach against the deva worship, you make enemies. That's not our point. Our point is that how we should see the devas as devotees of Vishnu. They are powerful gods. They can give blessings. What Vedas say is true, but they can only give the material blessings if we ask. But some can give also spiritual knowledge. People are asking for the wrong things, they're asking for sense gratification. Follow this verse and encourage them to ask for devotional service. I know one devotee was praying to Aman in Guwahati. So that you're giving people so many blessings. If you're giving the people the blessings, please, can I just want the one blessing? I want a bona fide guru. Praying to Kamaksha Devi, very powerful Shakti Pita. And that night he had a dream and Kamakya came and showed Prabhupada's picture and the ISKCON Guru, everything. So why should we be angry at Kamaksha? She's our friend. She's a Vaishnavi. She's Narayani. But people are asking, it's not her fault. People are asking the wrong thing. Tell them, why don't you ask for a bona fide guru? Why don't you ask how to get liberation? You're only asking, give me money, give me a new car, give me a new two-wheeler, give me a good, you know, girlfriend or what's up. You're not asking for the right thing. I know another devotee, he was praying to Ganapati that I want to know who is the absolute truth. I'm so confused. Who is Supreme God? And Ganapati came in the dream, opened up his stomach and showed Radha Krishna in there. Said, they are Supreme. And Shiva himself is the guru. His greatest guru. Greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Chata Sambhu. But people, they're not asking him for the right thing. If you ask him how to be Krishna conscious, how to be God conscious, what is the goal of life, he can teach. So we're not against the devas, we're against worshipping them, you see, for the wrong purpose. People, they're just going for sense gratification. How to train people, there's a higher goal in life. How many times you take sense gratification or you have to come back again and again and again and again? See, in America they have this kind of fanatical Christian, they call born again Christian. So they put on their license plate, born again. So then the devotee came up with one of these stickers to put on the back of the car. Born again and again and again. Born again, but he meant we born, reborn, reincarnation, again and again and again. Because of not being Krishna conscious, we're born again and again and again. So you'll be Krishna conscious, you won't be born again. You'll be born again. We also have second birth. We're also born again as a Hindu. We take initiation, that's our second birth. We take Brahman initiation, that's third birth. We don't have to take again birth in the material body. So try to somehow go with the flow. If they having faith, we can show you have faith. Shiva's. Look at Shiva's instructions. Look what Skanda Puran says. Look what Shiva Puran says. Someone can study and get out all the good quotes. I only took the ones in folio. I'm sure there's so many more. Where Shiva is talking about the holy name, Ram Nam, Krishna Nam, it's in Shiva Puran. Sastra Nam, Tulavis, Ek Ram Nam, Radhade, my dear Devi, thousand name of Vishnu is equal to one name of Ram. We always go on this Rath Yatra. I don't know, this time I was late, but Tilakinthan, we stop at the different temples, Penang. So I always go and make prayer to the different devas for Krishna conscious blessings. In Vrindavan, Mayapur, you cannot enter into the Dham unless you get blessing of Shiva. He is protector for holy Dham. So Dhamvasis, they have all the respect for Shiva, for Durga. But they have their spiritual side, but most people don't know their spiritual side. People think I can do any nonsense and worship Devi and I'll get a blessing. Prabhupada says, what is the baby doing? She's got this trident and she's putting to the heart of the Mahishasura. Mahishasura is her son. Everyone in this material world is her child. She's not, if you become demon and you're destroying the other children, she'll also finish you. She's not that kind of mother. That you do any nonsense and she'll spare you. That way Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we may be a nonsense, but we go to him, he'll change us. He'll make us good. Actually, Malaysia is the one who started, drug rehabilitation preaching. But now, you're being left in the dust. In Tamil Nadu, one doctor, she's a medical doctor for 3 prisons and jails. She started preaching and doing program in the different prisons. So she first opened up her 3 prisons, went through all the red tape, everything, and she has officially satsangas going there once a week, 100, 200 prisoners coming, chanting, some of them play, mudranga like an expert. What else they got to do? All day they're practicing. You know? They play very good mudranga, chanting. They learn all the bhajans by heart. And so now what she did is she opened up all the other prisons and has congregational members going and doing the prison program in Trichy and Madurai, wherever there's the big prisons. 10 prisons she opened in Tamil Nadu, all the 10. But she does 3 and the others are done by the members. But to do these things we need the congregational members to give some time. They have to be a good legal status, not a criminal. They won't let you in if you got a criminal record. Then you can get a permission, you can do that satsanga, both in the drug rehabilitation as well as for the juveniles. Detention centers plus the prison. Some of the prisoners chanting 16 rounds. You may have to do an initiation ceremony in there. I don't know. Now they also do in Delhi, Tihar Jail. They did a program for all the guards. They did 2 programs, one for the staff and one for the prisoners. It used to be that Malaysia was in the cutting edge, but now you have to learn also from a few other people. That's why we need our devotees. She's a lady doing it. Don't think that ladies shouldn't leave it for the men. Your husbands are doing the preaching. You can go forward and do it also. Especially there's a lady prisoners. They won't let the men talk to them. What to speak of all the people who are not prisoners? This is a very good opportunity. Everyone should just dedicate how many hours you can give in a week, in a month, for telling people about Krishna. These are Jehovah Witnesses. They are preaching here in Malaysia. This Jehovah Witness, everybody dedicate how many hours a month they give for their preaching work. Average, they dedicate at least minimum 10 hours a month. 200 hours a year is the average for every Jehovah Witness. They have 4 million. 4 million, 200 times 200 hours a week. In order to convert a Nepali, it takes them 2,000 hours. They got it worked out. They got a chart. You can see on their website. Every country in the world, how many hours it takes. For an Italian, it takes them 18,000 hours. They keep going, you know, they never give up. They know eventually you'll either surrender or something, you know. They just keep going if you talk to them. So, I mean, I don't think it takes us 2,000 hours to convince someone to chant Hare Krishna. We don't put in the time, that's the problem. We can convince them in 10 hours. If we put in 2,000 hours per person, you know, 2,000 hours. To convert one Hindu, they put 2,000 hours. Just to make a Hindu to be a real Vaishnava, how many hours it'll take? Everybody should dedicate how many hours you can give. We should have that. What they do is when they go out, they give their pledge for the month, and every time they go out, they turn in their slip. So that way they know and they gather all the slips and calculate how many hours people are going out. That's how they know that it took 2,000 hours. So they're going up every year 4%. One to four, depending which the country. I don't think it's because they have a very great message, just that they put in so much. We have the best message in the world. If we put in a fraction of the time, we can really help people. As I asked them, I went to the center and I wore the civil cloth and I went. They kept asking me, "Are you? You know, who are you?" You know, they didn't. They sensed I was something. And I said, "What happens when you die?" They say, "When you die, you're laid in the ground in your bones until the final resurrection, and then the angel Gabriel blows, and only the Jehovah Witnesses, chosen ones, go back to God." But I don't believe that we lay in the ground, you know, Atma goes on. So they don't have a very, very simple philosophy. But they just keep saying, "You want to be saved, you have to be, you know." So some, okay, I believe. We have a real message. We have the absolute truth. But we don't spend so much time helping others. If we could spend more time. I have some disciples, they are astrologers. They read their people's chart. And then they tell them, you say, "Well, this is your karma, all the things, this is what the stars say will happen, but I cannot change it. But if you chant these mantras, you can change it." Okay, what mantras? So they give them mantras, so they get the people chanting. I don't know if my dentist can get away with, you know, preaching. Maybe not, but some doctors advise better hygiene, better diet, vegetarian diet, like something is better, drinking more milk. You know, they can recommend some. Maybe not directly, indirectly, some favorable things. Keep spiritual books also amongst all the magazines in the waiting room. Back to Godhead. You can get old copies here, Back to Godhead. Even if they steal a few Back to Godhead, no problem. Maybe they'll become devotees. Every one of us is a missionary. Every one of us has our mission. We want to see that the world become a better place, that people become God conscious, that they realize that there's a higher purpose to life. We're not, the animals have sense gratification. Sense gratification is not a big deal, even animals have it. But only human being can have self-realization. We also get, just like we get sense gratification when we eat prasadam. We can't say that. I don't like it. We like it. It also gratifies that, but we eat prasadam. And actually you get more bliss from prasad than just from food. One lady, she told me she was coming to Mayapur. She's very millionaire lady, Korpati. She said, I can cook khichdi. I can cook, khichdi. You all know khichdi, but otherwise, what they call it in Tamil? Pongal, I think. But she said khichdi, she's North Indian. But like a pongal. She said, I can put cashew, raisin, I can put all the good things. Whatever, I can put and make it, a 1,000 rupee khichdi. But it won't taste like your khichdi. What is your secret? I said, we offer it to Krishna. It has the nectar of Krishna's mouth in the food. You cannot get that even if you put a crore of rupees in your kitchen. So people, what they're missing. I heard that one royal family, every time he would eat, they told me in Kuching, every time he would eat, he would get 108 meal preparation. One ancient king. But the one thing would be off, he'd throw the whole lot. So I mean, he's not a happy guy, right? If he got 108, one is a little off, he's fried. So, but we get, even we get 5 preparations, it's for 1 preparation. If it's nice prasadam, we're happy. And if we get 108, how do you vote? Really hard to eat 108. So, we offer everything to Krishna. After he tastes it, everything becomes so nice. Even some big king, he's not happy with 108 preparation, he won't be happy with 1,008 either. But the devotee is happy to get prasadam. So secret for happiness is to do the service for Krishna. That's the real secret. Any other questions? One family member.
One person from a family comes to devotee, but others are not becoming devotees, so what happens to the family?
What happens to the family? They're blessed by having a devotee in their family. Just like Prahlad, he came to Krishna consciousness, but his father didn't. But because of Prahlad, his father got delivered. Everybody gets delivered, but you can try. You see, you have to train the people. When new people come, sometimes when you realize Krishna consciousness is so wonderful, this is the best thing. Wow, everybody should do this. Everyone should be vegetarian, eat prasadam. Everyone should, But other people, they haven't realized it yet. So sometimes they get too heavy and they push everybody. They push their wife, they push their brother, they push their mother, everybody. If they push too much, then people reject. They say, no, you crazy guy, what's wrong with you? We're all right. No, and then what happens is you get like a big division in the family. So you have to train the people, okay, you got this realization, but your family didn't get it yet. Now you have to gradually bring them to get the realization also. You gradually give them some process. And on the month of Damodar, why don't we all try eating 1 month vegetarian? Okay, 1 month. If they get addicted 1 month, after 1 month they put meat to their mouth, they'll vomit. It's very hard to go back to meat after eating vegetarian 1 month. But we don't tell them that in the beginning of the day. Or you have at least one day, let's have vegetarian day every Friday or something, you know. Gradually bring them around. Have Bhagavad Gita class in the house once in a month. Have the Bhakti Riksha rotate. Be a little gradual. Otherwise you'll too fast and you'll lose everything. Then you'll be big. So that's when you have the preaching, one person become devotee, tell him to be careful, don't push too much. Try to go gradual, bring around. We want to get the whole family, we don't want to get just the one person. Okay? Thank you very much. Okay, there. Those who want Mahaprasadam sweets, you take it, but